It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, the 4th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be one of the gang at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. The BMW iX is topping the latest JD Power EV owner satisfaction survey. Talking to people in their first year of EV ownership, the iX is topping the list. This is the fifth year that JD Power have done that. Hyundai will start making EVs at a new Turkey facility in late 2026, obviously for the European market, but also to sell domestically in Turkey. They're looking for some big gains there. BYD is planning their third European plant. Currently, they're set to open a factory in Hungary to make the Dolphin and Atto 3 models, but now they're looking at Turkey as well for BYD to make batteries and produce vehicles here. Of course, all about avoiding those import tariffs. BYD is also saying that they will target sustainable growth in Europe, increasing the amount of dealerships in Germany from 28 to 120. And the phrase that their management used yesterday was, "We have to put down roots here." And that's interesting, increasing that visibility. I've talked a lot about that's the way that MG, the part of SAIC, did it, which was, you know, MG is still seen by some as a British brand. It's not, but they do have dealerships everywhere. It's that reliance that if you need to go and do a warranty claim, BYD are saying we can't just come in with cheap cars and sell in Europe. We have to be more of a base here. Franz von Holzhausen, the Tesla senior designer, appeared on a podcast episode over the weekend. Didn't really spill too many beans, but did talk about the Model Y performance, the Optimus project, and his 16 years at Tesla, saying the thing that keeps me coming back here is the potential for the future and what we're able to create. That's a pretty generic designer's phrase, kind of thing that an Apple designer would say. But no doubt, he has had an incredible 16 years at Tesla. Now, Tesla's European sales are slumping. I've told you about that recently. Now, Politico website does draw a straight line between Elon Musk's support for the hard right, the far right parties in Germany, which did very well in the recent federal elections, by the way. He helped them do well. His support and saying that you shouldn't worry about your Nazi history and things like that. Politico drawing a straight line between that and the collapse of Tesla sales, down 45-50% in the first 2 months of the year in many countries. But that actually has a big impact on the ability to sell regulatory credits. Now, Tesla's done deals with the likes of Ford and Stellantis, carbon emissions trading, those kind of things. And if Tesla don't sell enough vehicles, not only will they, of course, they not make the revenue from selling the vehicles, and it's down by a lot in Europe at the moment. And I'm not sure you can draw a straight line, by the way. Let's be very careful with that. There's many reasons, you know, Model Y coming and people deferring purchases. But Politico pointing out that actually it means that Tesla won't have enough of the promised credits to trade. And that is a multi-billion dollar part of Tesla's business, which would go away if they haven't got enough of the promised credits to sell to Toyota, Stellantis, Ford, and more. Rivian introducing a software upgrade. Previously, if you wanted the performance upgrade, adding about 100 horsepower and more range to the R1S and R1T, you have to do it at point of purchase or when buying from inventory. Now saying you'll be able to do that for existing owners, but weren't clear if it's a one-time purchase or a subscription thing. Over 1,400 EV chargers have been put into UK schools and colleges, the government saying today, funded by £3 million from the Workplace Charging Scheme. So that's a great idea. You know, teachers are at school all day, from 8 till 4, 8 till 5, whatever. Charge the car while you're there. Xiaomi saying that their SU7 Ultra has far exceeded the expectations. 10,000 they wanted to sell this year. They're up to 19,000 confirmed orders of that 1,500 horsepower beast. And Kawasaki introducing their first four-wheel, all-electric UTV neighborhood vehicle, if you like. And that's on sale from $12,000. That's Briefly.